I stood quite still for a short time to let the sea run back from me, and then I set off with all my might to the shore. But yet the waves caught me, and twice more did they take me back, and twice more land me on the shore. I thought the last wave would have been the death of me, for it drove me on a piece of rock with such force as to leave me in a kind of swoon. I soon regained my senses and got up to the cliffs close to the shore, where I found some grass out of the reach of the sea. There I sat down, safe on land at last. I felt so rapt in joy that all I could do was to walk up and down the coast and thank God for all that He had done for me when the rest of the men were lost. I now cast my eyes round me to find out what kind of place it was that I had been thus thrown in, like a bird in a storm. Then all the glee I felt at first left me, for I was wet and cold and had no dry clothes to put on, no food to eat, and not a friend to help me. I feared that there might be wild beasts here, and I had no gun to shoot them with, or to keep me from their jaws. I had but a knife and a pipe. It now grew dark, and where was I to go for the night? I thought the top of some high tree would be a good place to keep me out of harm's way, and that there I might sit and think of death, for, as yet, I had no hope of life. Well, I went to my tree and made a kind of nest to sleep in. Then I cut a stick to keep off beasts of prey, in case any should come, and fell asleep just as if the branch I lay on had been a bed of down.